July 26th, approximately 10:50, and your name is? Okay. Tell me where you guys started from, and then what happened when you drove away.
Okay, we were at the community center, and we were just going around there because some of our friends, or like, they walked by, and we were seeing if they were there. And then we started driving, and then the cop was in front of us, and we just thought he was pulling over someone. And then all of a sudden, you know, you heard skid marks, and then we didn't know where to go. I wasn't driving, my boyfriend was. Mm-hmm. And so I assumed we just turned right to get to Main Street to go faster away.
Okay.
Or whatnot. And then you see the car pulled in the driveway, and then...
Which car?
The maroon car, not the cop
okay.
car, the other one.
Okay.
And then the cop was pulled up right behind him, like halfway in the street, halfway into the driveway, mm-hmm. I think, maybe. And I think we were a little bit, not much, like a couple of feet away from the cop car behind him a little bit, but like side by side kind of.
As you're passing?
Yeah, and then we didn't know what to do after we heard gunshots. We didn't know if the victim was getting shot or the guy was shooting at the cop.
At what point did you hear gunshots?
Were
you past them already, or
no,
you
we
approaching them?
We were approaching them.
Okay. Do you know where the deputy was?
I didn't see the deputy. I saw the guy, and I didn't remember. Right now, I don't remember.
You say guy? Was he in the car or outside the car?
I didn't even realize it. I just saw the car in the driveway, so I didn't know if the deputy's car was open or not. And then I heard gunshots, and I got scared, so I ducked. Like, I didn't know what to do, and we didn't know to drive or to stay or whatnot. So I think we just pulled over, and then whatever happened, I was still ducked because I just didn't want to get hit or whatnot.
Right.
And the guy got out, and I heard a crash of some sort, like he banged into something. And then he stopped his car, and the deputy went backwards after him, I think, or maybe frontwards, I don't remember. But and then he was on the ground the last time I knew when we started driving away. So we parked about... Four houses down, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just sat there, and then we started walking towards the not too close, just to tell them that we saw it. So.
Okay. Let me backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
When you made the right turn onto where all the cars stopped, the cop
one?
Car and the other car?
No, they were still driving, and then we thought he was just pulling over because then he started to pull over towards something, and
mm-hmm.
so we were just going to go back because he just pulled over for, you know, speeding or whatnot.
Right.
And then he pulled into the thing, and we heard skid marks, and then so we didn't know what to do, and so we hesitated.
And you were still approaching them, or were
yeah.
you past them?
No, at this point, I don't even know if we were, like, side by side or approaching. Like,
okay.
I think we were behind them a little bit.
Okay.
But then we heard gunshots, and...
About what point were you passing them or before them when you heard gunshots?
We were not passing them yet when we heard gunshots.
You're still approaching them when
yeah.
you heard gunshots?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't know where the deputy was at
no,
that time?
No, I couldn't see what this was.
Was anything happening when you heard the gunshots? Did you see anything, any
I
movement?
I heard yelling and I couldn't hear what it was being said. I think it was a deputy. And then after that I ducked.
Okay, and you don't know what the car was doing at the time?
Yeah, I know he was pulled into the driveway, and then
stopped.
I looked, yeah, he was stopped, right?
Okay.
And then he had his car still on, his lights were still on, and then I looked up again, and he started driving, and then I went back down, and I heard a bang, and then the car stopped in the middle of the T section, and then I saw him on the ground.
Okay, so you said the car was stopped,
mm-hmm.
lights were on,
mm-hmm.
And then it moved again.
Yeah.
Did it move again before the gunshot or after the gunshot? Do you remember?
I don't exactly remember. I think he moved after the gunshot.
Okay. So as you drove by, the car was stopped.
Uh-huh.
You heard pops, bangs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you saw the car move?
Yeah, I heard it screech again. And then, like, it took off pretty fast. And then it went, and then he got out of the car and started yelling, "Shooter!" or something.
Oh, yelling what?
I think he was hurt.
Okay. You don't know what he was saying?
No.
Okay.
Get out of the car.
Okay. Can you think of anything else you may have saw or heard as you were going by or approaching it?
I just remember the guy who was driving had a beard and that, or like a facial hair, and then not really. I just heard five rounds or something like that, and then maybe four. And then
okay.
I just heard a lot of screeching and like yelling, but I just couldn't. At that time, I was so scared, I just didn't know what to do, so I just stopped.
Okay. All right.